It's here and now. The Surgeon General of the United States is asking for 22 minutes a day of your time to get outside and take a walk. And joining us now to tell us why is U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. He's in Washington. Dr. Murthy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Meghna. It's great to be with you today.
So you're launching a nationwide initiative called Step It Up. Why is that?
Well, yes, yesterday we launched the Step It Up initiative, which is our call to action to promote walking and walkable communities. And it turns out that walking is one of the most powerful tools we have to improve our health. And just 22 minutes a day on average of moderate physical activity, which you can achieve through walking, is enough to help us reduce our risk of diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic illnesses. And I'll tell you, Meghna, that to me, this is a issue that's personally important because I've taken care of many patients in my medical career, and many of them have had diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic illnesses. And I've sat by their bedsides. I've talked to their families. I've seen just how much suffering these illnesses can cause families. And I've also realized just how much of a burden it is for our country, where 7 out of 10 deaths are from chronic disease and where we spend 86% of our healthcare costs on chronic disease. Mm. In the face of all of that, walking stands out as a simple but powerful thing that we can do to get ourselves healthier.
Now, I see that the Department of Health and Human Services is reporting that fewer than half of the country's adults are getting enough exercise. So in a way, I mean, it seems to make a lot of sense that even doing something as simple as just walking 20 minutes a day is going to incur some health benefits. But can they really incur the tremendous benefits that you're talking about, lowering cancer rate, decreasing diabetes?
You can absolutely get there through walking, and that is what many people don't realize, but it's a wonderful thing to know because it's knowledge is power, and when you know the benefits of walking, then you can start to reclaim your health, and you can do it by something that we've been doing for millennia. One important thing to note is that as much as we're concerned about adults and the fact that only 50% of adults meet the required physical activity guidelines each week, we're also concerned about kids because only 25% of high school students achieve their physical activity goals each week. So we need to make sure that we're not only getting adults to walk, but that we're making sure that kids walk as well.
Mm. Well, it's not always that simple, though, because, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people want to say, yeah, of course I want to get outside and walk, but I can't. My neighborhood's not safe, or there's a ton of traffic, or there may not even be sidewalks where certain people want to get outside. So how would you suggest people overcome those challenges?
The health equity issues around walking are real. There are many people who live in neighborhoods where it's hard to walk. 3 out of 10 people in America, for example, live in neighborhoods that don't have adequate sidewalks. And for people living with disabilities, the sidewalks and the other infrastructure in their neighborhood isn't always amenable to them walking safely. On top of all of that, there are people for whom safety is a concern as well in general, and they may not go outside or have their kids go outside because they're worried about pedestrian safety or they're worried about crime. So there are real barriers to people walking. And as much as we are trying to get the message out to people that walking is something that you can do to improve your health, we are also equally putting an emphasis on the message that our goal is to make sure that everyone in America has access to safe places to walk and to wheelchair roll.
Mm. And Dr. Murthy, if I may just push you a little bit here, it seems to be kind of super low-hanging fruit to ask Americans to get out of their chairs and take a walk. I mean, is the exercise deficit in the country really that bad?
Well, it is low-hanging fruit in some senses, in the sense that it's simple. But, you know, we have, sometimes as a country, we assume that complex problems have to have complex solutions. But sometimes we can be surprised by the simplicity of the solutions, which are right before us. And walking turns out to be one of those things. You know, there are ways to build walking into our life, which may not actually take additional time. And I'll give you some examples of what I do in my own life. You know, at work, I've started shifting many of my sitting meetings to walking meetings. That gives me a chance to spend the same amount of time, get work done, but do it in a way that's more active. I take the stairs now more so than the elevator, and I take little activity breaks, recognizing that walking and activity is not just good for reducing the risk of chronic illness, but it can actually have an impact on how we feel in the moment by increasing our energy level, by reducing stress. And when done on a regular basis, can also help manage symptoms of depression as well. Hmm. So there are things that we can do in our day-to-day lives, whether it's at work or at home, in terms of taking walks with loved ones, as I do with my wife, Alice. These are things that we can do to build walking into our life. And if we can do that such that we're getting 22 minutes a day on average, or 1 or 2.5 hours of brisk walking or moderate physical activity a week, then we can make a real impact on our health.
It's nice to visualize the Surgeon General of the United States doing a West Wing style walk and talk with his meetings these days. It's a good idea that we, you know, plan to get out there just for a few minutes every day. The Surgeon General is only asking for 22 minutes of your day to take a walk. And he is Dr. Vivek Murthy speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Meghna. Next time we do this, we'll do it as a walking interview.
Well, Meghna, I'm thinking, how will we have our pizza if we have a walking meeting? Oh, wait, you're not supposed to have pizza.
No, but maybe walking to the pizza store is a good idea. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Thakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston and TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org.